Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Should Knight's former attorneys find themselves behind bars just like their ex-client for reportedly bribing witnesses in his murder case? Matthew Fletcher and Thaddeus Culpepper were arrested and charged with acting as accessories after the fact. Now, the report states that Fletcher attempted to pay witnesses who were at Tam's Burger Spot on the day of that infamous murder. He urged witnesses to say they saw the victim and others with guns. Well, Culpepper allegedly paid an informant to say that he was at the scene and would offer a favorable testimony on behalf of Suge. Well, now they are both being held on $1 million bond. And you know what? I'm always amazed how Suge Knight manages to taint everything around him, even his legal team. And you know, the last couple of days has seen comedian and actress Monique call for a boycott of Netflix due to color and gender bias after she was offered a low figure to do a comedy special. Well, you know, she's gained a lot of support from many, including Jada Pinkett and Wanda Sykes. But some folks are calling out the comedian for worrying too much about what other folks make. Well, aside from calling into question why Amy Schumer was offered $11 million for her comedy special and Mo was only offered $500,000. But Monique on Wednesday set her sights on Oprah Winfrey and all that hype surrounding the media giant with the potential presidential run, which Oprah now says she ain't doing it, which is very smart, I think. But anyway, according to Monique, Oprah has shown throughout the years that she has a lack of supporting black women. Quote, "See, everybody's talking Oprah for president. We're all rallying behind her. And the question black women are saying, yeah, but let me ask y'all, when does she ever rally behind us? What award show does she get up on the stage and say, hashtag me too? Actually, Mo isn't too far off on the Oprah thing because everybody knows Oprah's real base is white Midwestern women, okay? And we have lost a musical legend, Hugh Masekela, who was 78, dubbed the father of South African jazz and anti-apartheid activist who spent 3 decades in exile. He's best known for that 1968 hit, Crazin' in the Grass, and his 1987 single, Bring Him Back Home. Of course, he was talking about Mandela. You know, Hugh Masekela was 78 years old. He was once married to singer Miriam Makeba. He died on January 23rd. And speaking of music, it's the 60th Grammy Awards on Sunday. And yes, they've taken that show back to cold New York City. So I won't be there, but we will have coverage from backstage. You'll hear all about it next week. Now, the Grammys air Sunday on CBS. It should be another great show. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.